right, there we go. Bazinga. The time when I said Bazinga.
I know you watched that show. I knew it.
I actually have never watched a full episode of Big Bang Theory. I just stopped and wanted to see How I Met Your Mother. But
I wasn't impressed with How I Met Your Mother.
Never seen that amazing to me.
The gay guy is decent. Sean Patrick or Neil Patrick Harris.
I was like, anyone on the show? I thought it was supposed to be that all of them were straight, and that's why the hookup thing was so... but you actually mean the...
Neil Patrick Harris, yeah. Like, he's good, but, like, the rest...
I remember Awesome. I remember, I guess there was some video he did, like, Body Stance Awesome! Like, it was an interview video he did. I thought that was kind of funny. That's out of that. Now you have to excuse us. Scotia's doing her tap dancing lesson upstairs, so...
She's, like, sprinkling, like, cinnamon on the floor.
But no, I never really watched it, and I never watched Big Bang Theory either, and just never... I don't know, I'm kind of at the point where, like, that...
It's no Frasier.
Live-action sitcom television audience thing doesn't appeal to me as much. Modern Family is the only, like, sitcom I ever really watch at this point. But I suppose in relation to that does bring up a huge piece of news. 2 and a Half Men's finally gotten canceled.
So what, it made it 2 seasons without Charlie Sheen?
I think 3 seasons.
Oh, with Ashton Kutcher? Wow, good.
And supposedly the ratings just plummeted.
Oh, like, good news. 2 and a Half Men's getting canceled after 11 seasons.
After 14 successful seasons and millions of dollars in revenue. No, oh, but man. It is finally going to be going off the air.
That show blows. That show, like, I watched one episode, I'm like, I don't know why anybody thinks this is entertaining.
Like, the current way things are set up, because there was a while where I think I could turn on at the one station at any point in the day and there'd be a Modern Family episode on, but as it is now, it's like at 7 o'clock, Fox has an hour of Modern Family, so I'd normally tune in for that on some days, and right before it is 2 and a Half Men reruns. So I always catch the end of an episode, I'm always just like, how is this? It's the same joke that Charlie sleeps with a lot of women,
over and he's
a
slut bag.
I'm just like, I mean, I don't know. Because I think going back, I'd still be like, Friends is a legitimately awesome show. Yeah. I guess if you boil that down, it's a lot of the same jokes over and over again. But I just, like, anytime I see 2 and a Half Men,
way better. I'm just like, 1,000, and I'm not even, like, a big Friends fan, 1,000 times better.
I'm just like, oh, I cannot get why people like 2 and a Half Men that
and
much.
They kicked an hour, they kicked the 6, 7 o'clock Simpsons times window out of there for 2 and a Half Men. I was like, oh, that used to be...
Yeah, there's no way. I don't see Simpsons on at all anymore outside of its regular 8 o'clock on Sundays.
It's an end of an era. It's tough to believe, but it was a long run. It was essentially from when I, like, 20 years from when I was 10, I think it was on.
Oh, yeah.
Started when I was 5, so yeah, that's probably when it started on syndication.
I think it was my senior year was when Mom worked kinder care for that, like, year she was there. And I remember it was actually a pretty sweet time, because what happened is I'd get home from school, she'd
right
still be
Burger
at work.
King.
Well, no. She used to still be at work. So I'd come home, and I think they'd have, like, an episode of Malcolm in the Middle on, because I get home around that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd watch that, because it'd be on, it's still a relatively amusing show. And then it'd be an hour of Simpsons, and then Mom would come home. So it'd just be an hour of, like, time for me to, like, sit down, watch Simpsons, like, occasionally do homework. Didn't do a whole lot of that, but it was a pretty nice time. Pretty relaxing. Chilled back.
And I'll sit through a Malcolm in the Middle episode if I know I'm going to get bookended with Simpsons after that. The opposite way, Simpsons is over and Malcolm in the Middle starts. I'm like, where's that? We're going.
Let's turn on something else.
I'll see you in a few years, Bryan Cranston.
No, wait, if you don't watch the episodes now, I never get Breaking Bad.
It never happened. And Godzilla never happened. Okay, it still happens, but I'm not in it.
Oh, it's 9/11, watch out. It's Nathan Lane. I'm like, I'm pretty sure this happened after 9/11.
You can't, yeah.
I was like in 8th grade when 9/11 happened.
Yeah, I was 22.
Where were you? Let's make this really dark. Where were you when 9/11 happened, Mikey?
I was 19 in college. And it was a morning class. And then I got in the car because I didn't have a car. Mom picked me up from Mac. And she's like, some big shit going on in the news. And I talked her into turning Howard on. And that's like what I was listening to. But I remember being shocked, like...
Howard Stern was your voice of 9/11? Like, he was the one explaining this?
I mean, I kept the real news on, too.
No, but I mean, that's, like, that was your first exposure to... Like, what was Howard Stern's episode like? I have to imagine that was super depressing.
No, if you ever want to listen to it, I highly recommend it. It's, like, 3 hours, because usually he was done at 10. They kept him on to, like, 12:30 that day in every network. And it's just him talking about, like, Pamela Anderson's ass, and then all of a sudden he's like, oh, we just got this weird... It sends chills, like, this... News break, apparently one of the buildings has been hit by a plane. And then he actually just starts talking about it. He's like, it's terrorists. I'm telling you right now, it's terrorists flying planes into buildings. That's what's happening. And then like 10 minutes later, he's like, and the second building was just hit by a plane.
Oof.
It's crazy. I highly recommend it. I don't want to spend too much time. But I remember at the time thinking, like, that happened like right at the beginning of class. Like, couldn't you have stopped class or said something?
I mean, did the teachers know? I mean, I assume
I don't
the teachers...
know if anyone knew. It was before smartphones. Today, that whole class would have known in like 10 seconds.
Oh my god, some kid in the class would have been like, a plane just hit the fucking building.
I'm sorry, I hate to interrupt your positions, but...
You're still wearing prepositions in college?
It's a basic English course.
No, I think I had Mr. Dreyer, and I think we were just getting into the class when it happened. I just remember he had the TV on. He's like, we're not going to have class today, kids. You need to watch what's happening here.
That's awesome.
And then I think they sent us all home. If I recall, I think we left like after that class.
Yeah, like most of town just shut down.
This is pretty crazy. I don't know why we're doing this in the middle of like May though. Like, no. Let's have our 9/11 reflection.
Because we won't think to do it again ever.
No. So, what's going on? What's news?
Not much. Doing the stand-up thing next weekend.
Okay.
My last shot contest. Because last week I did pretty shitty.
Beat the queef, beat you in red.
Oh, it's slaughtered. Like, if it had been stars, they'd commercial break. Like,
they wouldn't.
Everyone, real quick, one star, all right, thank you, kid, sit down. I don't know. It was good material, but it went first, and I hate going first. And it was an older crowd. Because then, like, a Larry the Cable Guy ripoff, like, went on two people after me, and he destroyed.
Like, just some huge fat guy with, like, a vest that very
yeah,
fits.
And he's
like,
just like,
you guys, y'all see McDonald's been getting the McRib back?
That's
and
a good son of a bitch.
And I was just like, yeehaw, my wife's gonna have a little extra husband to not have sex with. You know what I'm saying?
Then the crowd was like
a cowbell. Like,
and people were on the floor.
Like, panties are just being launched through catapults at him.
Yeah.
That's pretty sad. I believe in you. I think you can do it.
I'm going to try.
You sent me some A-plus material, I thought. I peeked at an Obama dragon joke, though. I don't know if you want to lead with that.
You don't think it's funny? I think it's hilarious.
I don't get the premise.
I'm definitely not leading with it. No.
I don't get the premise. Why is Obama a dragon?
It might be... No, it's not. He is a dragon. He has dragons, like Game of Thrones. And oh. Like, how badass would Obama be? He's just like, I'm going to act as black as I want. Tired of living in fear. Fox News getting a picture of me and KFC in the same room.
Now they do. Dragons.
Oh, and before you ask, yes, my dragons are named Kobe, Jordan, and Dr. J. I'm black and I like basketball.
All right, now it seems bad. I don't know why I read it. I was just like, oh, what? Barack Obama's a dragon and he has a dragon team with Dr. Dre. And
you know, they're Jordan. Closer to animals than they are people, right?
Mythical creatures, really.
Yeah, that's my starter.
Bam!
I'm going to come out of the pan.
Here I am. Downtown York. Alright, I could see you go with that.
I feel bad if it's like all old material. And I've been sitting pretty high.
I don't think you need to. I really think you got to go up there and just reuse material and try to rework it and just...
No, it's some old stuff that's been working on. But I've been sitting pretty heavy, pretty thinking like, yeah, I got like a half hour special already done. And like actually listened to like some of the bullshit I've done on stage over the years. I was like, I had 10, 15 minutes, like if I'm lucky.
I mean, if I went back, I think through all my stand-up stuff,
I did.
That doesn't apply to anything. Like doesn't apply to a fat joke. I think I probably have like 2 minutes of material tops. I remember I posted up one stand-up and like one of my friends was like, I thought it was some good stuff, but literally every joke was about how fat you were.
Especially if you keep losing weight, like yeah. This is really sad.
Then it's me like at like 185 pounds and I'm just like, you guys know what it's like to be super fat and everyone thinks you know where the good food places are? Ha cha 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 cha.
It was the blue hat that doesn't fit anymore. It just like goes over your head.
I just flex my shirt rips off. Like, oh, I guess you've kind of lost the crowd already. Not the fat clown you once were.
I can get there. Jamie, I've got to break it to you.
I got to gain a shit ton amount of weight back so I can be good at amateur stand-up nights again.
So I can be okay at amateur stand-up.
She's like, I didn't like your stand-up when you were fat. She doesn't, by the way. She thought I should do more material about Mom. Which honestly, I've been like...
I thought she was going to say more Chris Brown jokes.
She might. I don't know.
Do you even know a Chris Brown joke? Because I didn't hear any.
I was just like, that's... God damn it, that was my first killer joke!
She just took a stab. She didn't even listen to it. She's like, you should try a Chris Brown joke.
You should do a Chris Brown. Maybe something topical, like Chris Brown. Topical. 2014?
I'm pretty sure he's still hitting women somewhere. I can't imagine he's giving that up completely.
It's probably...
Probably just less famous ones now.
Oh, yeah. It's just like Rihanna's cousin, sister, or something like that. Shakira's younger sister is just getting into the game, but doesn't have the hips to really make it anywhere. Or a voice, but...
Jay-Z can hire him to beat up Beyonce's sister.
I don't know if you saw recently, but a bunch of comic book shows have been greenlit to be made into pilots. NBC's getting Constantine, in case you were crazy about that. Fox is getting Gotham, which is going to be Batman before Batman, so it's like the police detective, like Jim Gordon on his way up with a young Bruce Wayne.
It's not like Smallville for Batman or something, right? He's an adult.
Who?
Batman?
No, Batman's a child.
Oh.
Jim Gordon is like just starting in the police.
Are his parents already dead?
Yeah, his parents die, I think, in the first episode. And then it's going to be like young Catwoman, young Penguin, young Riddler.
When you say young, it's like a 7-year-old Penguin.
No. That, like he's still a diaper.
The Muppet Babies of Batman.
No.
And they all hang out in the same nursery for some reason.
But no, it is definitely like, I don't know, like mid-20s for all the villains, it looks like, or teenagers. I think Catwoman's supposed to be like 17 or something like that. So that's going on. Something called iZombie, I don't know what it is, probably some indie comic. But then, I don't know if you've heard of Arrow on CW. Yeah. Well, Flash was in one episode, and they've decided to give him his own spin-off series called The Flash. And, you know,
On
CW?
Wow.
Looks pretty
good. White people try to take that network back over.
With a furious...
We're not done with you.
You remember when it was like Shakira and Shaquana and like Platinum Bling and just... Yeah. It was just crappy like
ethnic show. How many Wayne Brothers show can we fit on here? Tyler Perry, like 2 hours.
The Hughleys, the Hudsons, like every crappy minority show just like flat. Just
it was the merging up. Of like the two blackest networks, UPN and WB, merging together to create one super black network.
If it weren't for SmackDown being on it for a little bit, it would have just been nothing but crappy black like ethnic shows. But now, The Flash is on it. And obviously, you know, they're trying to build it up. So, like, they did, like, a 5-minute trailer that kind of shows, like, how the first season's going to go. And they show, like, Professor Zoom killing his mom. Like, and you just see, like, the circle moving around. And you're like, okay, is that going to be his first villain? No. They have found a greater antagonist for Flash. And it's the Weather Wizard. But they don't want to, like, they're very aware of the fact that his name's the Weather Wizard. So they're not going to refer to him as that, and they're just going to have him like a leather jacket and like some pants, and he just controls the weather. But I can't see him without being like, your first big opponent's the fucking Weather Wizard.
As much as we shit on the Weather Wizard, he's still like the Doomsday of Flash villains.
Oh yeah, it could be the sports star. It definitely
still a pecking order of like Boomerang, Captain Boomerang 4. And
every time I see Captain Boomerang, just like, how is someone not like... Someone's hanging out in the old abandoned Boomerang factory.
I need to visit Metropolis and in Gotham City. I'm like, look, bad guys. There's easier pickings out there.
Catwoman, look. You're not my favorite Batman villain, but for the love of God, just leave here. Go to whatever, Star City, whatever bullshit town Flash is from. Coast wannabe city. Just go there and just become the king of the town. I mean, they're so lame.
Bane did it in half an hour.
Yeah, you see, when he went over to wherever the fuck Green Lantern's from, and he took that town over. You just need to head on over to Flashville and become king of what all you see.
Easily.
I think Captain Cold, is he going to be your biggest challenge? He's not Mr. Freeze. He's not interesting. He just has cold powers.
If you're not running the town by 2 p.m., then kill yourself.
Something's very wrong with it at that point. So, I don't know. I don't... The costume looks kind of lame, too.
Oh, but how did the trailer look overall?
Not great.
Yeah.
It looks very... Like, I never watched Smallville.
How much money could CW possibly have to put in these things?
Yeah, they don't have a lot of money. And I never watched Smallville. I haven't watched Arrow. I might give it a shot just because I heard Slade's in it, Deathstroke. And he was always kind of one of my favorite characters. So, I mean, I heard he's really cool in it.
So I've heard good things about the show.
I might give it a try. I don't know how much I can dedicate time to that. Because it's... I mean, based off of what I saw in this, it's very much like Smallville. Where it's like, yeah, it's superheroes, but they have problems. Like, in relationships. And just, Plus, it looks cheap as shit. But this is, I guess, the first time they're going to have one of their heroes who's just outright a hero from the beginning. Because Smallville, you never put on the suit until, like, the very end. And I think Green Arrow, we didn't put on the mask until, like, this most recent season. So, I don't know. It looks pretty cheap, though.
That big Green Arrow guy. In Justice League, he was always kind of, like, the lefty. Like, there should be more blacks in the Justice League. Proportionate.
He finally got his wish, now that Cyborg's considered a founding member of the Justice League.
In what universe?
The new... You know how DC rebooted everything?
Yeah.
Yeah, when they rebooted it, they put him in, and I think they took, like, Aquaman. No, they kept Aquaman in. They took someone out. Maybe even Hawkgirl or something like that. They took someone...
Someone who wasn't supposed to be there either.
They took someone out, and they put him in. Maybe it was Martian Manhunter they took out. They put Cyborg in so they could have one black person in the Justice League.
Yeah, as long as the triad's there.
And I guess they probably also did it to kind of fill in. Like, they were like, look, we don't have, like, an allegory to Iron Man in this. Now that he's really popular.
Especially Martian Manhunter. That's a guy that's tough to introduce in a movie.
Again, I just keep hearing that Martian Manhunter is, like, as strong as Superman. Like, he's on that same, like, power level. And I'm just like, I need to watch that cartoon again, because he always sucked in the fucking cartoon. He's always lame. Walked around in, like, a pair of, like, blue trunks. I was just like, why? I mean, you're naked otherwise. Why are you...
Yeah, and you can shapeshift.
I was like... I mean, I guess that's maybe what women feel like whenever, like, a character comes in. She's like, I'm a superhero in a bikini!
And heels!
And I'm just like, I don't get it. Why does he even bother wearing clothes if he's an alien? Does he even have a penis?
No, and he can shapeshift. He can look like however he wants.
Yeah, why don't you just always look like... Why don't you just be Superman, but like 2 inches bigger?
So that'd be great. Superman's like, ahem.
He's like, yes. Oh, hold on. I need to grow a new mustache.
Did you read the script? I'm just as strong as you. Go ahead.
Try.
You really going to fight over an outfit?
Yeah, I don't... We'll have to remain to be seen what happens with this new Flash. I'll just see if I can pull up the costume for you. TV show costume. And then we got... here we go. Pull it actual up. That is what he's going to look like.
Oh. Looks like, who am I thinking of? I don't know. Like Rocketeer. Or kind of like Captain America's throwback outfit from the new movies.
Yeah. You know what? It's one thing that I kind of like now is that less heroes are wearing, like, masks in these movies. Because I've started to realize that the masks really are what makes a hero look super dorky. Like, I find them less lame when they're, like, even the colored outfits. But for some reason, when they put the...
Chris, or Batman's here.
Batman works. But, like, Captain America, even, like, I love Captain America. But even in the movies, like, I always want to just, like, take off the mask. Because anytime you just see the Chris Evans face, I'm like, he looks cool there. I don't know, when he puts the helmet on, I'm just like, what a dork.
It does look like a bicycle helmet.
It always just looks
his identity even secret?
No, everyone knows who he is. So everyone knows he's Steve Rogers. I mean, he didn't even wear the helmet in Avengers, like, during that final fight.
Yeah, so. It offers no...
Or no, he did have it on for part of it, but it came off, but... Yeah, so I don't... I mean, technically, I can understand the idea of, like, having a helmet, especially if he's a military soldier. You can have some kind of head protection, but... Man, it's super lame. And that's why, like, I look at this and I'm just like... Plus, they also made them all dark-colored. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's something with DC where they're just like, let's not make our heroes look too colorful.
No jokes. It's got to be more depressing.
And then, you've seen
Gull. It sounds like it's going that way if his mom dies in the first episode.
Why isn't that... That is supposed to be the origins for Flash, right? His mom
dies.
The
first Flash, or...
I thought so.
Because there's, like, three Flashes.
Barry Allen.
Wally West, and there's another one too. I don't know, like, which one. I think it's Wally was the one that used in all the Justice League ones, and I think his mom was dead. Like the Justice League cartoon show.
Okay, because this is Barry Allen that's in this, so I don't know, maybe they're just merging them together. But I've been watching the Avengers cartoon, Avengers Earth Mightiest Heroes. It's been pretty decent.
You can just say Avengers cartoon.
Well, there's, like, 7 Avengers cartoons.
Oh, are there? All
right. Yeah. Like, even right now, there's, like, more than one. There's, like, spin-offs of, I don't know. But, it's not bad, actually. It's somewhat amusing. There's some cool episodes in there. Kind of showing some stuff that I think when they take it into the movies will be kind of cool. But, man, I don't know what the fuck they're going to do with that Ant-Man movie, because Ant-Man... is so lame. Like, everyone else have been able to see, like, all right, here's where they get the advantage of this. But Ant-Man just gets his ass handed to him by everybody. And then his girlfriend, Wasp, is just the... She's just the shittiest Avenger in the world.
Like, then, does she only shrink?
Yeah. She's not even using the Pym particle. She's a mutant who gets smaller and then has, like, bio beams that are called stingers.
Yeah.
And they basically they don't knock somebody out. They're just like pew 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 pew.
But she can only go back to human size, like she can't get giant.
She got big in one episode, I guess she got the Pym particles on her or something like that. But yeah, generally she just gets smaller. It's pretty lame. She's pretty awful. And for a large majority of this show, she's the only female character in the team. Ugh. So you're just like, oof, what a bad step forward for progression this is. One female Avenger and she's by far the worst of them. It's pretty awful.
Yeah, well, they'll have Scarlet Witch too, I guess. I don't know.
Scarlet Witch mode will be cool. Her and Quicksilver. Kind of excited for that.
Because the Avengers, the one where it's the Olsen girl, right?
Yeah. Basically, the two
Quicksilver
people.
Quicksilver you don't hate.
Yeah, people keep trying to say, no, Quicksilver's the best part of Days of Future Past, and... It's like, oh, I really hope so, because these trailers just make him look so lame.
I really hope not. What's going on with the rest of that movie? Quicksilver's the best part.
Quicksilver's by Hugh Jackman, blown out of the water by a kid from Kick-Ass. In parentheses, not actual Kick-Ass, one of his friends.
Do Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen have a lot of scenes together? Sadly, yes, they do.
Oh, like, what? Oh, my God. I'd be pretty bummed, because I'm expecting that to be the end of those characters, and that's kind of like...
That wouldn't surprise me.
That'd be the way they send those two guys off, because I almost imagine this is almost their send-off from Hollywood. I know Ian McKellen has one more Hobbit left, but those guys are both in, like, their mid-70s.
I think they're done filming that. Didn't he show that? There was that picture.
Yeah, but there's still one more movie left to come out. So I imagine this is almost like their, like, goodbye.
It's probably almost definitely Ian McKellen's. Patrick Stewart might be like, I don't look like I'm 1,000, so I might be able to hang in there a little bit longer.
Yeah, but I'm just waiting. I'm expecting that moment to... Good Lord, Scotia.
I know.
I'm expecting there to be, like, some sad moment where the two of them are dying together. That's one. It's going to be hard not to be, like, a little...
Oh, yeah.
That scene. Like, oh, my God, Magneto!
I'm, like, welling up just thinking about it.
Starting it. Really get the teat already, like, ooh.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm trying to remain as medium on it as I can, but I don't know, the trailers aren't doing a whole lot for me.
Well, you are losers, sir.
Liked Matthew Vaughn a lot. I liked what he did with First Class, so yeah. I'm kind of bummed that they didn't keep him on for Days of Future Past.
I think they're gonna do another, like, First Class after this.
I hope so.
A sequel to that, and so it'll probably be part of that. Are you seeing that next weekend?
Yeah.
Let me know when you go.
Yeah.
See someone over there.
You know, if we take the car instead of actually oonsing there, like just pelvic thrust, like, oots, oots. I'm like, not for nothing. This is probably going to take like 3 hours to get to the theater like this.
Bought the midnight showing.
We're leaving at 2.
Stop at that bullshit new all-natural grill they have over there now.
Is that what that is?
That's what someone told me. It's like a wine bar / like all-natural like fish and game.
Ooh, that just sounds awful.
Yeah, all the chicks at work were like, oh, it sounds so nice. And all the guys were like, ugh.
They're like, wasn't there a sports bar over there? Yeah, that closed. Like,
$17 bison burger.
Mm. I'm like, oh, so that entire complex now is just a snooty, rich yuppie. White girl.
It's just a place we don't belong outside of Starbucks that we occasionally can afford.
Good Lord. It's just nothing but crap. Like a fucking portrait store for women's clothing stores, shoe store.
Like stores that you read the title and like, I don't even know what you do.
Yeah, black and white. What the fuck is that?
Justified. It's a gun store, right?
Like the shop. It must be like the shop. It's going to head on in. Pervert! I'm like, ah! Nah, so yeah, that's a pretty big bummer to hear that place is gone. Yeah. I mean, the Fox and Hound was never amazing, but wait, did I still have Fox and Hound points to redeem?
I still have like a free appetizer card somewhere.
Do I still have that? Do you think they'll accept it there now?
I'm gonna say no, but I think it would be hilarious if you tried.
If I go in, I'm just like, excuse me, ma'am, I was owed a free burger. They're like, our burgers are 3 times more expensive than theirs were. Well,
and they're only all natural vegan emu.
Is emu very juicy? No, it's very gamey.
dry and gamey.
Why are you... This is, seems like reverse advertising. Is this,
and we don't put...
Am I about to be impractically joked?
And there's no sauces on them either.
Why not? Do you know how many cows die for you to get your buffalo sauce? None.
I thought you... Zero. Is it just like chili peppers?
Yeah, isn't it like some chili sauce and like mustard or something?
As it's like clearly Quinn with like fake tits as the waitress.
I'm just like, phew, I see what's going on here.
And then you don't get practical.
Yeah, I'm just like, gotcha, Quinn, as I try to pull off the top. It's just a hideous woman who looks like Brian Q. I'm just like, oh.
I'm going to definitely have to tip over 20%.
Wait, 20%? I don't tip 10%? Apparently that's something Graham had taught to me that I'm only now just realizing is drastically
that 10 to, that 12 is not a good tip. Like, that was Grandma's idea. Like, well done, boy.
Yeah, like, that's... And, you know, I had... Because I talked to one of my people at work, and she was like, yeah, I always tip when I go to a hotel. And I was just like, oh, I never realized that's something you were supposed to do. Mom never told us to tip at a hotel.
I think sometimes she'd leave, like, $1 for room service.
Yeah, no, I mean tipping the maids, though, like leaving money in the room for the maids when they clean. I don't remember her ever doing that.
She didn't. I bet she skipped it quite a few times as well.
Because, like, I grew up and she's like, I can't comprehend someone not tipping. I was like, I never thought to. And, like, if you don't get raised that way, it never really comes up.
Yeah.
So that's the way I've always looked. Like, obviously I'll tip now if that's supposed to be, like, the meat, you know, the,
I cut out.
The expected attitude.
But. Yeah. It... Two is the most amount of people I'm going to tip in one establishment. Like, some hotels, they're like, oh, here's the guy that takes your bag. Here's the guy that checks you in. Here's the guy that tells you about events around. They're like, no, two people are getting tipped. You guys decide who those are.
You're going to fight for my $3.
Yeah.
Amongst the two of you, by the way.
The two hot ones, hopefully, but I'll take what I can get.
Nah, like, so apparently I guess 10% is not what's expected to be tippy. I found out, I guess, apparently we've been super cheap when it comes to tipping pizza guys. Because usually our standard would be like $3 tip, something like that. I've heard like the expected number is about $3 per pie.
Now, when I delivered pizza, it was like $3 was fine. Like, unless they got 20 pizzas or something. That was acceptable.
I've heard, okay, maybe I'm just going
less
to
than
like,
two and you're like, you cheap fuck.
Now I'm getting to this point where I'm just like, I don't know, maybe I'm just reading websites of like pizza guys who are just like part of the entitled Generation Y who are just like, man, it should be like $3 a pizza. Because I'm carrying a whole lot of stuff here and I've got a lot. And now I don't even know what to tip now.
$2 to $3. I mean,
it's almost like I want to go.
Probably be four.
I want to go to France where they don't tip fucking anybody.
They don't?
Yeah. No, I had, when we did one of our Channel Awesome get togethers, like the guy from France came over. He didn't tip fucking anybody. And he just always looked at me. He's like, why are you guys always looking at me? Like, it's like, you're not tipping anybody. Like, fucking where our country comes, they pay the people enough so they don't have to be tipped. And it's just like, that sounds like a good plan.
Yeah. You're winning out over here because we don't. So the food's cheaper.
You're coming here and make it out like a bandit because no one's going to judge you afterwards.
I'll just start telling people in French.
I'm just like,
sacre bleu, tipping the suckers.
I can't do that in my country. We pay you all very well.
I'm like with Terry and you. We're like, who are you doing this for?
It's like a crappy beret that I bought specifically for this.
Wario mustache.
It's all crooked, just like his, too. Wicker, wicker. Oh, I cannot pay any tip. It's Woody. Oh. I start getting offended with gratuities already. I'm like, oh, I still have to pay? Just like, no, this is how it actually works in France. Not in my France, it does not slap.
The resistance lives on. Hail Hydra.
So what's new on your mind?
Are you finding excuses to whip out Hail Hydra in conversation?
Every so often. There was a brief period in time where... the conversation became the Lannisters send their regards.
Oh.
Whenever you fuck somebody over, like, cat pees on your bed, walks Lannisters out of the room, and I'm just like, I just slide in, the Lannisters send their regards, and then slide back out. Eventually that died down, but I guess, yeah, Hail Hydra's the new one now.
Yeah.
Just moments like, oh, you got pizza. Here you go. $3 tip. Hail Hydra.
And not tip them.
Slide it back in.
No, Hydra doesn't tip each other. Come on, you know how it works.
You know how the system works.
Yeah, I'm the Grand Serpent. I don't have to, you don't tip.
I'm Baron Zemo. dummy.
Pretty sure. Baron Helmet? Is he one too? I don't know.
Zola? Baron Zola? Is that the thing?
Baron Mordor? I feel like I'm just naming... No, fuck it.
Sauron? Oh, close. Yeah. Slam. Baron, my dog's gonna bite you in a moment.
Baron Palpatine?
I actually had, the last time we ordered pizza, I actually had someone compliment the car. And like, I don't know, I guess it's from being bullied as a kid.
You assume black?
No, no, oh. White guy. And I just naturally assumed he was being like sarcastic. And I was just like, oh, it's just my brother's car. And he's like, oh. And I was like, oh, I've shamed him now. Let me try to redeem it. I'm just like, well, I'm just not cool enough to have a car like that. He's like, okay.
Stop talking.
I was like, oof. But yet again, another social interaction I've completely ruined.
I just assume it's black. That's the only compliments I ever get.
No, I've only had about two.
Like, don't ride until they see me and they're like, oh, you're driving that?
Just like, be like, hi. They come up to the car. I've got Cascada playing. Like, hi. Is
it Harlan Williams? What's he?
No, I've had like two interactions. That'd be one. And then the first time I was like driving the car, I went to go pick up pizza at that D&B pizza place. And right next was that Mexican restaurant. And as soon as I parked to go into the pizza place, like a Mexican woman came out of the restaurant just like, what the fuck? Like, saw me clearly getting out of the car. And she was just like, what the fuck are you with that?
Yeah, I've never called a white guy on stealing a car before, but clearly.
Clearly you just took this from somebody.
Clearly there's a mildly successful drug dealer or an 80-year-old black man missing his car somewhere.
I'm just like, close. So yeah. Now it's on your mind. What's new? What's got in your bucket of notes?
All right. I got a scenario. Now, I'm not trying to make Dirt Nap our mascot or anything, but...
Just going to keep pushing this guy.
All right. Picture you're part of the X-Men.
Okay.
And there's, like, a huge knockout battle with all the X-Men are there. All the bad guys are there. You know, like Juggernaut, Magneto. And before it, Professor Xavier writes all the bad guys' names down, puts them on slips of paper, puts them in a hat, and have all you X-Men pick a name out.
So, like, anyone can draw anyone's name. Yeah. You have to fight them.
Now, it's down to, you're picking second to last, and Colossus is after you. And you know, just by looking around, the only two guys left in there are Dirt Nap and Apocalypse. And you sort of saw Xavier cut up the pieces, so you know the one that says Apocalypse on it is way longer than the Dirt Nap one. Do you fuck Cyrus Colossus over big time?
Oh, hells yeah! What? I love Colossus, but fuck yeah! He could stand somewhat of a chance against Apocalypse. Well, okay, hold on. What's my mutant power?
Yeah, you have the... You can fly. Okay. And you have the strength of two men.
That's my title name then, like two man.
Slightly impressive, dude.
Okay, I can fly. What is Apocalypse's powers? I know he's like immortal.
Super he's got like total super... control over his body, like shapeshift, make himself bigger, turn his arms into weapons.
So you could probably grow wings. Yeah. So my plan to like just...
Or just rockets out of his feet.
My plan to like hover in the air above him until Cyclops finishes his fight is probably not going to work out.
I mean, or you could, until like how long do you think you're going to have to wait for Colossus to finish off Dirt Nap? He's still fighting?
Like an hour has gone by. I'm just like a crippled mess on the floor. I look over and Colossus is still like trying to smash him. Like,
Dirt Nap just like poking his head out of various holes in the ground, like,
just like, god damn it, Colossus, get over here. No, after you, I have to go help Psylocke beat Toad. Like, how is she taking this long on Toad? This is bullshit.
Like, you're about to pick the name out, and you look over, and
Colossus starts crying. Like, he's fucking listening. He's just like, oh, if only my dead sister was here.
Yeah. He's looking at his picture of Ilyana, like, dear. Like pure mercury.
I'm just like...
Oh. And then you look over and, like, Apocalypse farts and blows Mount Rushmore away and Dirt Nap shadow boxing with a dandelion. Like...
just be like, sorry there, big guy. I still fuck it up. I'm like, oh, fuck!
No, that's not what... I demand a recount.
Then it's me, like, being dragged away by Apocalypse. Like, I made this sacrifice for you, Colossus! Never forget!
Like, do you pick Dirt Nap out and really play it up? Like, oh, darn, I really...
I'd build it up, like, you got Dirt Nap, I have to fight I'll take this one for the team, guys. Like, I'm patting Wolverine.
He's still like, sizing up Juggernaut.
Just be like, don't worry, guys. I got this guy. Let's just gain my old-timey boxing toes. Okay, but what's the worst thing? If I do that and then Dirt Nap beats me,
immediately you're crying for help.
Like, it's me.
Colossus!
It's like me in the sand, like with my head underneath and just my legs kicking out. I'm just like, oh, Dirt Nap!
He's already eating you. Like, oh,
save me, Shadow Cat! But like, why did we make him an X-Men?
Like, you pick Dirt Nap and you really ham it up. You're like, oh, you got lucky, Apocalypse. I really wanted a piece of you.
I was going to kick your ass. We can have a side fart real quick. No, no. Honorable combat.
I've got plenty of... No, I don't want to keep Dirt Nap waiting.
I need to keep my energy as full as possible for Dirt Nap. He's like asleep.
It's just Apocalypse stepped on him. He doesn't even realize it.
It's just me sneaking up ahead of him with like a big fist. Like, I got this.
Blowing sand in his face and kicking him in the nuts.
I got Dirt Nap, guys.
It was Dirt Nap's grandmother. Schmirt Nap.
Dirt Nap's grandmother also got trapped into the body of a rat. Yes.
Showed up at this exact same superhero fight.
Yes, you have a problem with that? She's a saint. I find that hard to believe.
She hits the lever that makes her grow to 2,000 times her size. Like, oh no.
It's like the Pym particles. Does she have the strength still relative to a rat at this point? Or
help me, somebody! Sue Storm's kid, save me!
Her kids are broken as shit, from what I understand.
I know they're like crazy. Or I know the son, Franklin?
Franklin
is like crazy psychic.
Something, the other one. Both of them are supposedly like Omega level mutants.
Yeah, because that makes sense when neither of your parents are technically mutants and had the combined powers of stretching and invisibility, and yet you're some kind of psychic prodigy.
Let's see. Franklin Richards. He had the powers of speedy internet. There we go. He's super lame looking. He has reality warping and manipulation. Yeah. Molecular alteration, psionic powers, telekinesis, telepathy, and precognition.
So you can predict the future.
Yeah.
Well.
So
I mean, you already did that when you were able to warp reality.
Seriously. So he's like, essentially, he's
you're
like,
you're gonna eat poop in 5 seconds because we're not.
Like, oh, why is this happening?
This cat just keeps getting worse.
I don't know why, like. Why he's like essentially he's like I'm Scarlet Witch and Phoenix combined. Like, why did you need to add this character?
Yeah,
this I think the sister's just as much bullshit. I'm trying to get to her page. Give me just a moment. Vamp for me, brother. Hurry.
Do you visit Colossus in the hospital after his beating? Like, do you put like a fake Band-Aid on your cheek? Like, ooh, that Dirt Nap.
I took care of him. Don't you worry about it.
You lucked out in that one. Colossus's head in a jar.
Okay, Valerio Richards, who's apparently, I guess, at one point been Miss Marvel Girl, so like the Miss Marvel sidekick character. She originally just had genius level intellect, but as Marvel Girl, she has superhuman strength, invulnerability, invisibility, time travel, force field generation, energy blast, genius level intellect, limited telekinesis, and short empathy telepathy.
She got smarter too
somehow.
She was already a genius, and they're like, let's make her smarter.
Let's make her even better.
Yeah. I think it's fair to call bullshit on that. Like, those two characters should not have those two crazy talented kids. Like, that doesn't make sense. Like, what is Thing's,
well, like,
Thing's kid's just a rock with a penis? Like, that's my son, little thingy.
Rocker. Because, I mean, like, the Fantastic Four in and of themselves are not that absurdly powerful.
No.
I mean, one guy turns into fire, one guy's big, strong rock, one guy stretches, and she can make force fields.
Yeah.
And I think they've upped her to
which
make
was
her
a bullshit power that she... I don't think she initially had, did she?
Initially, she was just, I think, invisible. And then they realized, they're like, oh, wow, we gave the one female character on the team the lamest... Like, one dude just stretches, and we still gave her the lamest power.
Yeah.
So they bumped her up, and I think they bumped her up even more. Let me... check this out. Okay.
Reality warping precognition.
I want to know, like, these are Thing's powers. Superhuman strength, stamina, and durability. Rock-like skinned. skilled in street fighting.
But she's still hot. Like, she's not like the thing. Like,
No, this is just the thing. I don't know what his daughter's like. This is just the thing. Enhanced lung capacity. That's the thing, in a nutshell. Not too crazy.
No. I assumed he didn't have any organs.
No, he still has them. I think it's just his skin that's hard. Yeah. And then let's get down to Invisible Woman, who, if I recall, has just, like, gone off the scale of bullshit. Let's see. Invisibility, projected invisibility, invisible force field projection, which bestows the ability to generate invisible shields, invisible energy constructs, as well as the power to control and manipulate objects. They basically gave her, like,
telepathy. She's telekinetic, too?
She's not telekinetic, but she's essentially...
But she's putting force fields around objects and moving them with her mind.
Yeah, essentially. Let me see. I thought there was something about her, like, recently...
That's the one comic book movie I'm just rooting against right from the beginning.
Really? The new Fantastic Four?
Yeah, like, fuck the Fantastic Four. Like, they're so lame. There's two Wire actors in it, so I'll have to kind of root for it.
But. Yeah. It is definitely one of those things that where, like, seeing that Marvel doesn't have the rights to them and seeing a universe where the Fantastic Four doesn't exist, I'm like, yeah. I like this a little bit better.
They'd really drag it down.
I've kind of realized how lame the Fantastic Four are. But...
In a year when Dad listens to this one, he'll be outraged.
Is Dad a big Fantastic Four fan?
Yeah, well, he's a big Thing fan.
Oh, was he? I always knew he was a Spider-Man fan. Yeah, I always remember the story he used to tell where he's like, I used to hang upside down from Jungle Gyms in Central Park reading Spider-Man.
He might be like, fuck the rest of Fantastic Four. I'm the Thing guy.
I love the Thing.
I mean, he's like the 50th strongest person in the universe at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it's absurd how, like, every person, like... In the Avengers cartoon, basically any time a strong person comes up, they're, you know, against the Hulk.
Yeah.
And it's just absurd seeing, like, he just crushes everybody. I'm just like, there is, like, no short. Like, the Executioner, who just hangs out with the Enchantress.
Groot. Oh, yeah.
Groot from Guardians of the Galaxy is just, like, super strong. That's basically...
Loki's super strong, I believe.
Because he's the god, you know, Asgard, so that all works. Popular culture now. She's apparently ranked as the 99th greatest comic book character of all time by Wizard Magazine.
Sue Storm?
Yeah.
I guess that's not like a crazy number. If it had been like 20th, I'd have been like, what?
Okay, they ranked their top 200 superhero character. I have to log in to see this. Fuck that. I was going to be like, let's go see who else is on this list. And I was like, you have to sign in. I was like, create an account. What the fuck?
God, I used to get Wizard Magazine.
Did you?
Yeah, like, maybe up until, like, 14.
Wouldn't that have had Dungeons & Dragons stuff in it?
It did. It was all, like, comic book stuff, and, you know, I mean, it was before, like, we had the internet. I think as soon as we got the internet, I stopped getting Wizard Magazine.
Hold on a moment here. Fantastic Four supporting characters, Herbie. They don't mean Herbie the Love Bug, do they? The
talking car? It's like me.
Oh, no, it's Herbie, human, experimental robot, B-type, integrated electronics, snack robot. Okay. Mm. I was going to say, Herbie the Love Bug is a supporting character of the Fantastic Four.
Do you think... The one thing I do kind of miss from, like, the Avengers storylines is Doctor Doom.
Mm-hmm. Doctor Doom's cool to have.
Do they not have the rights to him? Is that all locked in with the
Fantastic Four? That's tied in, because he's a Fantastic Four villain, first and foremost.
That sucks.
They don't have him. They don't have him, and I believe they don't have the Super Skrull either. They have the Skrull, but they just can't use the Super Skrull.
Well, the ones that can...
I think it's just specifically the one that has the other Fantastic Four.
Oh, okay.
I think they could still have, like, Super Skrulls. They just may not be able to call them that, but they still have access to the Skrulls to use them in the movies.
That's
and
super
stuff.
Gay. Like, give up Doctor Doom.
I mean, I guess, like, they don't have... Oh, and they
Someone
don't
has have, to explain to Doctor Doom that Ultron's getting a movie before him.
And they don't have Galactus or Silver Surfer either, because that's still tied in with Fox. Which begs the question of, like, what the fuck is Fox... Like, you got, what, 3 movies out of that? Doctor Doom,
yeah.
Silver Surfer, and somehow you, like, forced Silver Surfer
and
Galactus...
And you already did 2 of them. You already did 2 of them, like, 6 years ago.
You did those, too. So I don't know what the fuck they
to
do after that. Yeah, I don't... Like, I'm looking at their list of villains. Annihilus, Diablo, Doctor Doom, Doombots, the Frightful Four. I guess they'd have access to those. Oh, what's the fucking Frightful Four?
I'm gonna guess they suck.
This could be the opening of, like, a new generation of villains.
They had a parody of them on the Tick video. On the Tick, I remember.
Let's see. Hydro Man, Claw, Medusa, Sandman, Thundra, Titania. This is a lot more than four.
Yeah.
Trapster and Wizard. Who's Trapster?
Show me Trapster.
Oh, I need to see Trapster right the fuck now.
First of all.
Trapster, adhesive or lubricant projection.
Oh. So just shooting glue.
Yes.
Is he shaped? There's one that's shaped like a glue bottle, too.
Oh, yeah. His name's Paste Pot Pete, apparently. Originally,
Paste Pot Pete, yeah.
Originally, what he called himself was Paste Pot Pete.
And
doesn't
like his hat look like a top, like a glue bottle top, kind of, too?
I think so. Yeah. And now he called... Oh, hold on, wait. I was perhaps a bit ahead of myself. There's been two Trapsters. One was Paste Pot Pete. And then I guess there's been a second one.
Murdered by the
different Trapster.
Second one, of course.
The different Trapster. Two. Yeah, that sounds... Okay, so I guess they could technically do that if they wanted to. Although, yeah. If I recall, some of those people eventually become the Inhumans, which Marvel owns the rights to. That might be another one of those, like, middle situations.
Yeah, I guarantee Fox is not thinking anything past the first Fantastic Four movie.
Although, I did recall Mole Man is one of their villains.
Yeah.
And I know they... You remember the guy who was the leader... Or was going to be set up to be the leader in the Incredible Hulk movie.
Yeah.
He's going to be the Mole Man in the Fantastic Four.
Oh, movie. Really? So, yeah.
Genius level intellect.
That guy's a little tall for the Mole Man.
How they developed radar senses. Has developed a style of fighting reminiscent of Japanese martial art of Bojutsu. This guy sucks. So many lame comic book character villains. That's like the one thing Marvel just really needs to kick it up on. Like, just stop creating heroes and just create villains. Fucking worth a damn.
You've already got enough heroes to make 1,000 movies.
For God's sakes. It's just your villain catalog is just the lamest in the world.
How? Loki's in 3 movies? What the hell?
And look, I love what you've done with Loki, but for the love of God.
We get it.
He is by far your Joker. And that's not a compliment. Yeah. I mean, he's literally the only guy notable within your entire universe. Winter Soldier is okay. Abomination kind of worked, but good lord, outside of that, just like... just a balloon escaping from the sky.
That should be the opening of the show. Just see, like... Well, you gotta get video, too. If you, like, going around the screen...
A little dizzy there. Ugh. Although, and this also brings up another thought in my head of the fact that there's very likely going to eventually be a Black Panther movie. I'm like, who the fuck is going to be in that? Because I struggle to think of a Black Panther villain.
Yeah, I don't.
The show gave me one. Manape. Who's about as intimidating.
Another black guy.
Who's about as intimidating as you think. Yeah. Although he ironically belongs to the white ape tribe. Let me see if I can find out.
Affirmative action, no doubt.
Let me see if I can find out the rogues gallery for this guy. Akabe.
I'm assuming it's going to be a bunch of animals and Indian names.
Oh, here's one. Reverend Akabe, a poor farmer somewhere in South Africa, sold his soul to Mephisto. He is portrayed as a grinning, unpredictable, lunatic warrior mystic.
Yeah, right, he's that guy.
Yeah, he sounds kind of cool.
Like, done. Next one, Cheetah King.
Let's see here. Baron Macabre. Dragon Circle, Blue Talon.
I know there's the guy that killed his father.
Manape.
Is that who Manape is?
I think it is. In the cartoon, he is. I don't know how close it is to... stuff.
Like, we gotta get these Manape action figures off the shelves.
Rhino apparently was his villain at one point. Princess Zonda. Radioactive Man 2.
Radioactive Man 2.
Solomon Prey.
Operation Imagination Doorway.
He possesses bat-like wings that enable him to fly.
Yeah,
he's got some... Ulysses Claw. Ah, here we go. The murderer and betrayer of T'Chaka and the personal enemy of T'Challa. A powerhouse with a near-absolute control of sound.
All it takes is one of these Marvel movies not to make a ton of money. And all these things start getting slowed down. Obviously, yeah. Captain America just made a shitload.
I think... I don't know if it's confirmed yet, but I think it just made $700 million over grand total.
But if this new Guardians of the Galaxy doesn't do as well as I think it's going to do, I don't think it's going to do that. I think it's going to make it. I don't think it's going to be a huge flop, but
I think it's going to do fine. It takes a lot to be a flop at this point. It basically, I think as long as it can make like 3.5 million, like 350, I think it'll be fine. Because that's more than the first Hulk made.
But if that's all it makes,
I think they'd still keep
it. You think they're like, well, we got to get Black Panther and the Vision out there.
I don't know. I mean, Guardians will be a big test of things. Because if Guardians does well, I think they'll be okay. But if Guardians does kind of bomb, like not bomb, but like just doesn't like blow the roof off the place like they're kind of hoping. See, I think they're really thinking like just conservative at this point.
Yeah.
Because I think after what they saw happen with the Iron Man movie, the sequel, where they were just like, we need to get another Iron Man out immediately. And yeah. Like people were just like, it made money, but people didn't care for it very much. Yeah. And then after seeing Captain America makes a shit ton of money, and that's mostly because people are like, this was a great movie. They're like, all right, let's just make good movies from here on in.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, from what I've read thus far of Guardians, I'm reading some of the comic books right now. They seem pretty cool. They seem like they are kind of just like a space version of the Avengers. I think it'll work. I'm kind of optimistic on it. I'm hoping it doesn't suck.
You're like, after I pay $12.
Yeah. I mean, they got some kind of cool villains to work with. Ronan the Accuser is going to be in this one.
Yeah, the villains looked pretty decent.
The Kree and the Skrull they already have kind of to work with. And they basically exist to kind of like go around the galaxy, keeping the universe from imploding on itself. So
yeah,
they got some cool things to work with.
Benicio del Toro as the Collector.
Yeah,
keeping the question I'm hoping mark by that.
I'm hoping that one scene that was at the end of Thor wasn't directed by fucking James Gunn. And that was just like some dude like... I don't know, some AV guy in his off time, like yeah. Lunch, was like, oh, don't worry, guys, I'll direct this scene.
They're like, we're going to go on lunch. You don't mind? No, it's fine.
I got this. Benicio, just go crazy.
Beggar! Beggar!
Just him, like, the entire time, just like, beggar.
Stretch it out.
Beggar!
Jazz hands!
apparently he has a villain who's just called Vibranium. Venom with two
M's. Captain America's shield went rogue.
Venom with two M's? Okay. He has his own page. Let's see what he's like. Let's see. He doesn't list any power. Oh, here we go. Powers. Can control the behavior of snakes through training.
That'd be great if Marvel thought, like, in the future enough to, like, let's just make a bad guy that's just like Venom, but he's just for the X-Men. So we can split the movie rights between them.
Oh, that, you know, because that's actually one thing they've talked about is the notion of in these movies they just start putting original content in. And I'm all for that at this point. Because if, like, you start getting down your rogues gallery of Iron Man to the point where you're just like, all right, let's throw in fucking Crimson Dynamo or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, some guy who's just like, he's okay. Just start fucking make someone new. I don't
care. Yeah, if you're going to tweak them that much to the point where it's nothing like the comic, or if it's three of them mixed into one, like, you could start fresh. I'm not going to be mad.
This is basically going to be the last two Iron Mans with the next two Avengers. And then after that, they're probably going to look to either recast the role and the main name going into it, Mark Wahlberg.
He'd be all right.
He says he wants the role. I mean, that means absolutely nothing.
Oh, okay. They might be going younger. I think he's even older than Robert Downey Jr., isn't he?
Is he?
I mean, he might be about the same age or a little bit. I bet he's in his mid-40s.
Let's see.
He'd be okay.
Wahlberg. I actually, like, I had to stop and think about it. I was like, yeah, he actually would be pretty good.
I was getting prepared to shit on whoever you picked. Like, if he doesn't say Idris Elba, it's going to suck.
He's 42.
Okay, yeah, Robert Downey Jr. is probably a little bit, probably like 46.
Robert Downey Jr. is 49.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I could see it.
It wouldn't be bad.
It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
It's tough to imagine that. See, I think you really got to give that series some time without doing another movie. Because he really does make that character.
Because he's still going to be Iron Man in Avengers 3, though. Like, he's already, like, he's signed in for that.
So he says he's definitely not doing Iron Man 4.
He doesn't want to do it. Okay. It's not because he doesn't want to do it, because he doesn't want to get the money or anything like that. He's just like, it really doesn't make sense for me at 50 years old to still be doing Iron Man. It's just, I think it's going to get to the point where it's not going to be believable anymore.
You've gotten four at it, because I don't care what you say. The first Avengers movie is probably like 50% Iron Man, if not more.
It's a lot of Iron Man, yeah. I think they've made it to the point now where they can kind of ease back on that. Definitely after Captain America made as much as it did, they can be like, all right, let's kind of even things out a little bit here.
Oh, it sucks. Captain America gets a suit.
Well, he gets an Iron Man suit. Yeah. He just flies around. They give him gamma radiation, the hammer, and just like make him all of them at one.
He doesn't even throw the shield anymore. It just launches. Why is it a helicopter?
Well, the lamest part is in the Avengers cartoon at the end of season one, it's like this big fight against Loki, and his shield gets destroyed.
Oh.
So the next season star, he doesn't have it for a little bit. And his replacement is some fucking hologram shield that Tony Stark makes. Aww. It's so lame. I'm like, how the fuck does this even work? Like, it's a hologram that still has, like, all the weights and physics of a shield. But, like, it just returns itself. Like, dude, it's incredibly stupid.
That sucks.
Yeah, I'm hoping that eventually just blows up.
You should bail on that show right
now. Like, I'm done with this.
Done and done. I'm done with this 10-year-old's television show. And says the guy watching Clone Wars slowly.
Well, my plan is once I finish...
And I've seen, like, two episodes of Batman, whatever the newest one is. Not Brave and the Bold.
Oh, I don't know what the new one is.
There's a newer one that's darker, less campy than that, that's on Nickelodeon.
Because Brave and the Bold was essentially, like, what's remake the...
It was like
60s. Yeah.
It's
pretty, I'm fine with that.
It's not very good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with them having it, though.
Yeah.
I know some people are like, lame, like, you shouldn't have a Batman who's not dark. I was like, I can kind of host that.
Or just scream at me, it's not for you, you old piece of shit. But, kids don't need nightmares watching Batman.
Not everyone needs Joker ripping off his face. Have you seen that? The new Joker that's in the comics?
No.
Has literally sawed his own face off.
Oh.
Yeah, hold on, let me see if I can pull him up.
Does he still smile?
Yeah.
of course, without lips, he smiles.
Let me see here. Oh, fuck. What's his name?
Jack Napier?
No. The guys who created it. Greg and Scott something.
Oh, the comics?
Yeah. Hold on, let me see. Joker, Death in the Family, I think it was the name of it. Death of the Family. Is that it? Okay, I think that's it. Because Kevin Smith's had them on Fat Man on Batman a couple times.
I'll have to check it out.
And basically what it is like his face is off, but like he's sewn a new face on top of it.
Oh.
I think this is an image of it. Yeah, that's what the new Joker looks like.
Oh my god. That's terrifying. That's pretty dark.
Yeah, so.
Have you seen that, the Professor Pig?
Professor Pig?
He's like Batman, one of Batman's new villains. You don't have to do it now, because he's got kind of a lengthy profile, but he's like, he's like an eco-terrorist that lobotomizes people and cuts their balls off and turns them into like his sexless slaves.
Ew.
He's really weird.
He's essentially I'm the human centipede guy.
He's insane. He wears a pig mask.
Hmm.
Definitely look him up. Professor P.Y.G.
And this is like new Batman villain?
Yeah, like in the last couple years. He's in the new children's cartoon. They've toned him down.
Oh my god.
They've toned him down quite a bit.
I was about to scream like, seriously?
Yeah, they've toned him down quite a bit.
Do the children know?
And that he's just an eco-terrorist. Like, I'm going to free these cows.
Dr. Pig.
Professor Pig.
Oh, Professor Pig.
Stupid.
To be fair, something came up for Professor or Dr.
Get that
Pig.
Cheeseburger out of your ear and listen.
Oh, let's see. Professor... And looks a little bit creepy. Okay. I'm going to assume off the top of the head that he doesn't have any powers.
No.
Gifted chemist, noted chemistress. No. Chemist. Batman first learns of Dr. Pig when he captures his minion, Mr. Toad.
Yeah.
And Pig proclaims the year of the pig, and he and his circus of strange appear in Gotham City as a plan by Dr. Hurt.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a little bit lame.
Don't even get into that guy. He's got like some... He's technically Bruce Wayne, but somehow not. I don't know. It's weird. Don't even look it up.
Pig attempts to release an addictive identity-destroying drug in the form of a virus using his Dolotrons, genderless lobotomized humans with special masks fused to their faces. He previously sold the drug to gangs who used it to control prostitutes. Pig also plans to convert Robin into another Dolotron. He's followed by Batman, who obtains Pig's locations from Pig's captured henchmen, Phosphorus Rex.
Phosphorus Rex.
Phosphorus Rex.
Like Tyrannosaurus, I guess.
Okay. Batman arrives at Pig's disused funfair hideout after Robin escapes from Pig's clutches. Together they succeed in subduing Pig and his circus of strange, and they capture most of the Dollatrons.
Shouldn't it be like, can't you just put them out of their misery at that point?
Just kill them, yeah. Like, they're genderless. They're lobotomized.
Lobotomized and genderless. Like, you feel free to just put me away at that point.
Yeah, I mean, this dude sounds pretty fucked up.
He's insane. I found that on Wikipedia one day. I was like,
here's just an explanation of the Dollatrons. The Dollatrons are Professor Pig's army of robotic mind-controlled people. They wear doll-like dresses and have doll masks permanently attached to their original faces. The masks cannot be removed surgically. The process of creating them is not described in detail, but it implied it involves brain surgery, genital mutilation, and mind-altering drugs. They number in the hundreds and appear suddenly when Pig is around. The most notable Dollatron is Scarlet, the daughter of one of Pig's Russian victims. Pig was prevented from completing her transformation and she remains sane. She later joins the Red Hood as his sidekick.
Without a pussy.
She becomes disgusted with Red Hood and leaves Gotham City. Her mask eventually wears off by itself, but there may be lasting damage.
Hmm. He's pretty crazy.
Oh, Beware the Batman, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's in it, but he's fat and he sounds like, who's the guy that wrote Psycho, or directed Psycho?
Stanley Kubrick?
No.
Oh.
Why am I? That fat guy did Birds.
Oh, Hitchcock?
Yeah, Hitchcock. He sounds like Hitchcock. He's like, this way, Mr. Toad.
Doesn't sound too bad. Is it a good show at all, Beware the Batman?
It's about as close as you're going to get to, like, Batman the Animated Series. It's not bad.
What, the Master Katana?
Yeah. He's got, like, a Japanese ward, too.
Hmm. Oh, I think, isn't Alfred in this, like, an actual warrior? Like, he is an assassin of some kind or something like that? Hmm. Interesting. Professor Pig, Magpie... Anarchy.
I've always seen two episodes.
Yeah, it's weird.
And they were both Professor Pig.
Tobias Whale. Tobias Whale's an African-American albino crime boss. It's weird, though, that Batman easily has the best rogues gallery of all time. It's not even close, I don't think.
No.
I don't think anyone could come close to that. Simply just like in pound for pound, all of them being interesting and kind of fun. In that same way, I'm just like, why can no one else create a rogues gallery as interesting as this?
Yeah,
why
is with all the crazy powers they use.
Like, and they're all grounded. Like, because no one can be like, I can't be a man of fire who fights Batman constantly. Because, Batman be fucked.
Yeah.
Like, all of them have to be like, I'm just some insane guy.
Like, Doomsday doesn't swing by Gotham on a regular basis.
And I suppose maybe that's why, because all of them don't have powers, so they all have to be psychological in some way. Maybe that's why. But it is like, how does this guy, just nail, villain after villain, who are all interesting and cool. And then, you get to someone like Superman's fucking rogues gallery, and it's just like... Brainiac, Metallo, Darkseid, and then I think I fight the Puppet Master.
Lex Luthor.
Is that one? Yeah, Lex Luthor.
And then here comes Bizarro and Mr. Mixel Splits Split.
Who was rumored at one point to be played by Larry David.
Yeah.
And after seeing all the casting news at this point, I really wish that was the real casting news.
I'd be like, okay, this is going to suck, but
I'm definitely seeing this.
I might have to, you don't smoke weed, you have to smoke weed if that movie gets made.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is... And I mean, he has a side of lame characters, too. Like, let's not try to beat around the bush. There is Man-Bat. Batman has poopy villains, but I mean, pound
every
for
villain
pound.
From Batman Beyond.
He has pound for pound a great assortment of villains. Yeah, I mean, that's, my big problem with the DC movies right now. They definitely need to get a good villain in there.
But, Batman, that episode of the animated series where they're the Almost Got Him episode where, all the villains just sitting around a poker table. I would love to actually see that and, listen to that.
Form.
How many other heroes really have an assortment of bad guys that you give a fuck after, the first two or three people?
Oh, yeah. After, their big names, it just suddenly drops off. Do you remember the X-Men Legends game, which eventually became the Avengers games? The first one was great because they had use of everybody in there.
Yeah.
So Magneto was the villain. You got Juggernaut, Blob. You got all these cool villains. The next game, they've already used up some of theirs. So you start
the
game
Apocalypse.
Yeah, you start the game off and your first boss is Grizzly.
Yeah.
And like, it doesn't like keep, like, you still fight some cool people.
Is Grizzly in the Wrecking Crew?
You fight the Horsemen. So those are cool. Like, Mikhail Rasputin.
I love the Age of Apocalypse.
Onslaught, I think, was in there.
Onslaught and Sinister.
Yeah, so those guys were great. But it was like peppered with like Grizzly and Sugar Man. And you're just like, what the fuck is Sugar Man?
He's apparently pretty badass when you read his powers, but like, no, he is definitely, when you look, like, what the fuck?
First, you look like MODOK. Why are you called Sugar Man? Like, I can't grasp that.
There's nothing sweet about you. You make rape jokes constantly.
So, yeah, like, that's one of those things where I'm just like, oof. What the fuck? Sugar Man is a... He doesn't have his own page? Oh, here we go.
Yeah, he definitely does.
Disambiguation. Sugar Man, a villain appearing in the Marvel comic universe. He looks stupid as shit. Superhuman strength, ability to alter body mass and size, indefinitely long tongue, enhanced senses, genetic engineering. I don't know what genetic engineering is.
I know, it's Sinister, just gave him something. But he can be destroyed to the point where, like, if his fingernails left, he can regenerate himself.
So he's like fucking Wolverine. That's like the bullshit from Wolverine. Yeah. It's like, if the cell of Wolverine survives, he'll just regrow himself. Like, what a bullshit power.
And he lives forever. How do we get rid of this
guy? How the fuck do you even, like, why even have him? There's literally no way of me ever being like, oh my god, he's fighting the Wrecking Crew. Will Wolverine survive? Like, I don't think the fucking Wrecking Crew on their best day is capable of reducing Wolverine to nothing but a cell.
And this is why I think it's unfair Wolverine pulled Dirt Nap. I think we should redraw.
I believe that's like where I come full circle this. I'm just like, and this is bullshit.
Calm down, Sabretooth. I'll be with you in a second.
But I definitely, look, if me and him just trade, I'll be fine with this.
He's getting his mortal enemy. Dirt Nap and I have a long history. Who are you?
Who are you? Shut up, Dirt Nap.
See, he's just really asking for it.
He's really, I'm going to get you, Dirt Nap.
No, Christopher, you pulled the Four Horsemen of Apocalypse. That's not even fair. They should have all had to be picked separately.
I should not get four at once. I'd be fucked against just Abyss, but you're throwing... Mikhail Rasputin can control matter. What the fuck? I'm not going to be able to beat that.
X-Force gets Caliban.
How did I draw the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants? That's like 12. It's like 12 people.
It's a lot. A lot of people came out of retirement for this one. How are there six masterminds?
What, I have to fight Zorn 1 through 7?
Aren't they all Magneto? This isn't fair.
Alright. Well, I actually do have to get ready for Godzilla in just a little bit.
All right, I got one last thing.
Okay, go for it.
So you think, what are the odds of you ever playing Minecraft again?
Like, in an extensive way, or just like jumping into the game for
an hour? Jumping in for like an hour or so.
It's pretty good chance.
Okay. You think you're going to be going back into your town again?
Possibly, why?
I may have put a bucket of lava behind the door in one of your houses. And it's definitely one with, like, wood floor and wood walls.
I don't think I had two houses.
It's the one that's got a lot of glass in.
Did I? Huh. Because I know I was building...
Part of it's, like, sand. It's got, like, sand you can see through glass windows.
Huh. I know I built, like, a sand... I was building a tower.
Yeah.
Did you fuck that up, too?
It might be in the house. I'm not 100% sure. I just went in the first one, and I just, like, chipped away at a wall. And then threw it a bucket of lava in there real quick and put a door behind it. I think it's a bucket of lava. It might be dynamite.
I'm just like,
it could be like that video you see where that guy's like, oh, what the fuck, my town! That guy just blows up everything.
Minecraft fuck you videos are pretty good. Like, a dude spends like a year, like a week and a half building like a metropolis in town, and you're just like, you come in your Lex Luthor outfit, like, guess what I planted beneath the town, Superman.
It almost takes just as much work to really
destroy
it. Set it up, yeah.
That's the mastermind behind it.
But I'm hoping you have enough wood furniture that that bucket of lava is like, oh, my spice rack!
I'm like wading through the lava, wading through the lava like that grandma in the volcano movie. Like,
and Dante's Inferno.
Save spice rack!
Dante's Peak.
Dante's Peak. I think that was it. With Pierce Brosnan?
Yeah, she jumps in the water to push the boat.
Or no, that wasn't the one with Pierce. Was it the one with Pierce
Brosnan?
Okay, yeah. It was a pretty sad moment.
That'll be you in your house.
That'll be me, like, pushing my boat of spice racks out. Like, don't worry, I'll save you. The boat just slides right into the water and sinks. Just be like, my spice rack, avenge me.
Put it in this cabinet.
Open the cabinet. Lava!
More lava comes out.
Oh, I did too. How many did I do?
It's just me like going to the fire extinguisher. Oh,
more lava! I'll be honest, Chris, your cat peed on my bed one night and I just got blackout drunk and sabotaged your town.
I'm like, why don't I just leave? Why do I keep responding and trying to salvage this? I got a bucket of water right here. Splash, like underneath the water, just more lava somehow. Like,
there may be a herd of those endomen in your wine cellar.
Oh, endermen are fucking terrifying too.
They are.
Those are in the game now, right?
I haven't played. I don't think I've played since we've been to this house.
You gotta play.
But yeah, because you play all the time. Yeah, they're still in it.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
They are. It's not bad because you go so long without like ever actually making eye contact with them. So it's not that bad. It's like, get out of the way, Endocrine. But then one day it's like, like he catches you from like a mile away and just zeroes in on you.
You're like,
Oh, I have a bunch of potatoes on me. I can't lose this.
I was going to plant a garden. I was going to save Ireland.
And then like you're like, oh, I'm so close to my house. Look at douche just looking, punching you right in the back of your head.
Takes your potatoes.
All your armor just obliterated. Like,
yeah, I remember those guys being pretty terrifying. Especially in like the middle of the night where all you can see is like their eyes.
Yeah. Oh, they suck. And the creepers. And the Netherrealm's pretty terrifying too. I don't know if you played long enough.
I've made it in there once, but I've never been in there long enough to really explore. I've always been in there like, click, 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 get that glowstone and get the fuck out of here.
It's not fun.
Alright, anything else on your mind?
Did I cover that? Yeah, Dirt Network Apocalypse. You threw Colossus under the bus pretty quick.
Oh, hells yeah. I love Colossus, but I'm not going to survive a fight with Apocalypse. Is this my only powers, flight, and I have the strength of two men?
I think at first I would try and rationalize it. Like, look, Apocalypse is going to destroy me in 5 seconds. And Colossus then we're all going to have to deal with him anyway.
Yeah, Colossus has to, like, can put a fight against him. I mean, the dude's Juggernaut at this point in canon anyway. Yeah, so.
Like, Dirtnap, trust me.
I can handle Dirtnap. I think.
And if you can't?
Like, yeah, why did you make me an X-Men? Like, shouldn't that be like the base requirement for being an X-Men? You have to be able to beat Dirtnap?
You were in the area.
He got away from me.
How badly does Dirtnap have to be beating your ass before you ask for help?
Let's say 10 minutes go by and I don't have the upper hand. I'm like slapping Cyclops, like tag.
You're still
and I tag. Face. I tag myself into Mr. Sinister. Like, oh, what did I do? What a fool I was.
Tag back.
And he's like, no, I got this.
No.
It's gonna be a while though.
He's just cooking dirt that's. Sinister changes into two apocalypses.
I'm just like, oh wow, what have I wrought?
Why did I think you had evil jubilee? Evil post-decimation jubilee.